Cheese Shop presents The Butter Factor from the Radio Theatre, London. If you want to talk chef to chef, ring Chef Chat. Maybe you're a chef who works out, or a chef who dances around on his own. A short order cook, or a pastry chef in a fancy hotel. Whatever kind of chef you are, ring Chef Chat on 0891.
Come into my kitchen and cook me breakfast.
Who is it?
It's PC Hawley, Mr. Griffiths. We spoke on the phone.
Hold on. You better come in. Through here.
So, how long has this woman been stalking you?
A couple of months. It's doing my head in. I get phone calls in the middle of the night, letters every morning. I love you, I adore you. They're all here.
Right. I've got to take these away with me for analysis.
Well, don't lose them. That's all there is, apart from the underwear.
Underwear? Well, I need to take them away as well.
Why?
Well, to get DNA sample. That'll tell us exactly who's been wearing them. And then, bingo.
You'll be able to tell who's been wearing them?
Yes.
So, for example, if I'd been wearing them, you'd be able to tell that?
Oh, yes.
I have been wearing them. Occasionally. Well, constantly. I've got them on now.
Why?
Well, my washing machine's broken. I'm out of clean pants.
Well, why don't you go to the laundrette?
Go out? What if she phones? What if she calls round?
Listen, I thought you wanted me to find out who's harassing you and then get them to stop.
No, I want you to find out who's harassing me, get her to come to the cinema with me next Thursday.
Look, I'm a policeman, not a dating agency, Mr. Griffiths, and I'm not wasting a second longer of my valuable time. Good day.
Do you want a cup of tea while you're storming out?
Oh, go on then.
And now on Radio 4, Fellas Hour.
This is a man's world!
All right, boys. Steve Davis here. Not the Steve Davis, obviously. I'm not the snooker player. I am Steve Davis, host of Fellas Hour. Now, on last week's programme, I made some remarks about the Conservative Party. So this week, I've been asked to redress the balance by having a pop at the Labour Party. So, knockers to the government. Okay. On with the show. First up...
It's a classic.
That's right, it's a classic. This is the bit where we take two fellas from the past, we compare their lives and their achievements, and we ask, who'd win if it came to a fist fight? This week it's Nelson against Gauguin.
It's a classic.
Okay, as the contestants' details are typed into our punch-up simulator, let me give you a few key facts.
In the red corner...
Horatio Nelson went to sea at the age of 10 and ended up being an admiral of the fleet. He liked the ladies, and being a sailor, he liked a beer and a fight as well. So, on the face of it, he's looking good. Unfortunately, on the face of him, he's missing an eye. And on the body of him, he's missing an arm too. So, I'm afraid he may very well get his head smashed in.
In the other corner...
Artist Paul Gauguin, the fiery Frenchman. He also went to sea when he was young. Spent most of his time painting naked foreign birds on tropical islands where he grew his own food. So, not much experience of street fighting. But, just because this fella's self-sufficient don't mean he's going to punch like Felicity Kendall in Wellies. I reckon this Gauguin fella's going to know how to handle himself in a ruck. OK, all the information's been loaded in. We're ready to rumble. Professor, hit the start button. They're circling each other, looking for weaknesses. Gauguin's noticed Nelson's only got one arm and it's all over. Well, wasn't really the match we were hoping for. Still, never mind, on with the show. Next up, Trevor McDonald telling us why it's okay for men to cry. Don't worry, lads, he's just having a laugh with us. It's hilarious. Here we go.
Do Do you recognise this, Williams?
Yeah. It's the new ordnance survey map of Norwich Town Centre. Do you like it?
I'm not a big fan, no. What's this, just off the high street?
The post office?
No, there.
Oh, the ski lift.
I don't remember there being a ski lift slap bang in the middle of Norwich Town Centre.
Oh, you're right. Good call. It wouldn't be, would there? I'll make a note. No ski lift in Norwich Town Centre.
Neither is there a lighthouse.
Is there a lighthouse?
No.
Well, there ought to be. How the ship's going to get past all those big rocks?
There are no big rocks. That's the thing, Williams. And even if there were, why would ships be passing through the town centre?
Well, to get to the oil rig.
That's a church with a spire.
Oh, right, yeah. I thought it was an oil rig with a spire.
Have you ever been to Norwich?
What? With all those landmines? No way.
There aren't any landmines. Williams, you're going to go to Norwich today. You're going to take your map with you and you're going to check every single symbol, contour line and bridle way you've marked there.
Right, OK. How do I get there?
Well, according to your map, you can either take the plane to Norwich International Airport, situated on top of the leisure centre, or you can take the train to... Where's Norwich train station?
Oh, sir, with all the other train stations on the Isle of Wight.
Watcher, is this the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries?
Yep.
I'm Professor Cash, inventor and genetic engineer, and this, come on in, love, is Ursula.
No, you can't bring a cow in here.
It's no ordinary cow. It's the goose that laid the golden eggs.
I don't follow.
Well, that's where I got the idea.
That wasn't a true story.
I know that. Think I'm an idiot, do you?
Not yet.
Hear me out, sunshine. So I thought, maybe not a goose, but a cow. And not golden eggs, but eggs. So I've done a bit of genetic engineering, and Eureka! Ursula, a cow that lays eggs.
Can you show me these eggs?
Well, here's some she laid earlier. Obviously, I put them in an egg box. They didn't come out like that.
Yeah, of course.
I knew that wouldn't convince you. I'll get her to lay some for you now. Ursula, lay eggs. Lay eggs. Ursula. I'll just give her a squeeze. That should encourage her.
My God, look at that. They're coming out of her bum. Oh, stop it. Stop. Look at the mess.
We'll catch them then. So do you want to buy it? You could make a fortune.
I can safely say on behalf of this ministry and indeed the whole government, I do now think you're an idiot. In fact, I think you should leave before I call the police. And I think... No, I'm sure that you put those eggs up there yourself.
Oh, yeah. Think I'm stupid enough to spend 9.5 hours manually inserting eggs into a cow's bum, do you?
Yes, I do.
I know your type. Acting all sceptical and then sending MI5 over with a lorry in the night to nick it. Ava, I track you down. You say you was only borrowing it. She'll be right over.
Can you leave?
But instead,
me?
Right, no, instead you send me a pantomime cow with 2 snoops from MI5 inside it.
MI5?
And she can't lay eggs anymore because instead she's a 2-piece costume.
We wouldn't want...
Well, I've guessed it now, so don't try it. And I'm going to tell those who are prepared to listen. Keep the cow, I'm off. You toilet, you vanity unit, you shower.
It's all right, Ursula. I think he's gone.
About time, sir. Do you know how hot it is in that costume, lugging all this surveillance equipment around?
Sorry about that. What did you find?
He's a nutter. Waste of time.
Mm. Evans, what do you think? You're a bit quiet, Evans. What's the matter?
I didn't know I'd be laying eggs, sir.
Evening, Stoke.
Flu there, is it?
Okay, sunshine, stop there. Let me fill you in. There's been an explosion at the gas plant. Hundreds of people have died. The community centre is being used as a makeshift morgue, and you come bursting in here dressed as a Morris dancer, whistling, "Oh, what a lovely morning." How do you think that makes us feel?
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. When did this happen?
It hasn't happened, but the point is it could have.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. Now give me your bells. Thank you. You're banned. Get out. Gareth, I'm leaving you in charge.
Yes, Mr. Stout.
Gentlemen, my name is Miles Stout. I am the manager of Hills End Community Centre, and in the absence of your colleague with the ridiculous beard,
Obviously, that doesn't narrow it down much, but he's the one who isn't here. I will be doing the dance of the seven pig's bladders or whatever it is you do.
Stoke, we've warned you before. Get out.
This is my community centre. I want to play.
No, we're sick of you coming in here every week. Just leave us in peace.
Look, I know you think I'm a half spiteful, pedantic man, but actually, I'm just very shy. I find it hard to relate to people. I try to be nice, but for some reason it comes out as sarcastic, arrogant, conceited...
Rude. Evil.
Evil. The point is, I am a human being, and I can be cured through the healing power of Morris dancing. All I'm saying is give me a chance, please. You can confer.
All right, Miles. You're in.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. You're all very kind. I feel humbled.
Mr. Stoke!
Go away, Gareth, your great turd! I'm busy!
Mr. Stoke, you've got to come quick. There's been an explosion at the gas plant. They want to know if they can use the community centre as a makeshift morgue.
Oh, my God! He's lying! He's jealous because I'm a Morris dancer and he's not.
Can I be a Morris dancer?
No! No, there's no room, is there, lad? Sorry, Gareth, we'd love to have you on board, but we don't like you. We only like ourselves. Come on, lads, let's dance for Gareth. Let's show him what we can do and he can't. Why is no one else dancing?
No, I'm sorry, Miles. I don't think you're right for this Morris dancing group.
And I don't think you're right for my community centre. I was going to turn a blind eye to this, but under the circumstances, I don't think I will. You're all wearing black soles. You're banned. Get out!
All right, Green Thumbers. I'm Jack Finsborough, and welcome to my garden in phoning. It's competition time again, and a chance for one lucky listener to win my new video. Gardening at night. Let's go to line five. Who's on line five?
Hello, Jack. It's Alice. Alice Pye from Radstock. Oh. I must just say how much I enjoy listening to your show every week. Oh. It brings me great pleasure and your advice has been very helpful.
Oh. Why, thank you, Alice. That's very kind. Now, do you know the rules for our little competition?
I do know the rules for our little competition. Thank you, Jack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, lovely. Righto, Alice. Listen carefully. What am I? I am a plant. A green plant. A diseased green plant. Hideously deformed by the evil powers of darkness coursing through my roots, stems and leaves, relentlessly tearing at me from the inside, the screaming voices of a thousand tormented souls pounding on the inside of my jiggering head. I can take no more! I need to be purged with the cleansing flames of holy fire! Lovely fire! I need to be burned! 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 Alice, what am I?
Parsley.
No.
Basil. Rosemary.
No.
Laburnum.
No, unlucky Alice. I was a rubber plant. Oh well, another week without a winner. Never mind, we'll try again next time. Till then, Green Thumbers, stay warm.
Well, half-time, Colin, and the first half marred by a few idiots on the terraces.
Well, that's right, Brian. You know, there is a history between these two sets of supporters. It's a powder keg waiting to explode, and sadly, well, it's kicked off big style.
So, a few idiots on the terraces, then. Kicked off big style, didn't it?
Well, that's right. You know, it's kicked off big style, and all because of a few idiots on the terraces.
It's a powder keg waiting to explode, isn't it, Colin? Between these two sets of fans.
Well, that's right, Brian. You know, there is a history between these two sets of supporters, and sadly, well, it's kicked off big style.
So a sad first half, then. Hopefully the so-called fans' behaviour will improve in the second half. What are your thoughts about that second half, fans-wise?
Well, hopefully their behaviour will improve, you know. Actually, I have written a three-act play about this, and I'd like to perform an extract, if I may.
Don't see why not. It's got to be better than your sculpture last week.
Right, well, the play's called One Drill to the Arsenal, Arsenal here meaning stash of weaponry.
Clever, yeah.
And in this scene, the hero, a young lad surrounded by hooliganism, tries to resist its evil pull. I'll read in the hooligan leader, and I'm hoping, Brian, that you'll read in the hero.
Yeah, all right, I've done panto, chuck it over.
Ahem. Spanner's house, interior, day. Come on, Spanner. All we're asking for is a borrow of your dad's drill.
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, come on. We just want to drill holes in some City fans' heads. Or are you chicken?
No, get off me.
You are. You're chicken. He's chicken, lads. And all the other lads go, chicken, 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 chicken.
Leave it. I ain't no chicken. I just believe there are better ways of supporting your favourite team.
And that's the end of the scene. Thanks.
That, you have to say, is powerful stuff. Colin, I've misjudged you. I reckon you could perform that on the pitch at half-time at grounds up and down the country. And if these hooligans are anything like me, well, is this the light at the end of the tunnel we've all been looking for? After the break, we cross to the Donmar warehouse where Terry Venables is performing in an avant-garde multimedia happening aimed at eradicating drugs from football. And of course, we'll have the whole of the second half live and exclusive on this channel. See you after this.
Right, there's your receipt. Your new number will be 0876252904.
Sorry, is it possible to have one with a different number? Preferably one without that number in.
Two?
Yes, one without that number in.
Well, the number sort of comes with a phone.
So can I have a different phone with a different number?
Well, I've processed this one now.
It's just I have problems saying that number.
Two?
Yes, for some reason it's too difficult for me.
You just said it there.
No, you see, that was two with some O's in it.
How many O's?
Some.
OK, look, if you want to change the number, just call the network now on 130 and ask them.
OK. Hello. Yes, I've just signed onto the network and I'd like a new number, please. Yes, my number at the moment is 0876 blank 5 blank 904. No, I'd rather not. No, you see, Oh, all right. It's 0876 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 Look, I'm not trying to be difficult. I just happened to find that number too difficult to say. No, I know I did, but they're spelt differently, aren't they?
Hey, wait a minute. I've got an idea. Why don't you just spell the number?
Oh, that's brilliant. Right. Okay, listen. 0876 blank 5 blank 904. Now, just fill in the blanks with T-W-O. That's right, two. Oh, I said it! Oh, I said it, two! Just two, on its own, number two. Right, okay, I'll do the lot for you. Here we go. 0876 252 904 04 04 04 04 04 04 04. Oh, for crying out loud, I'll fax you.
Embassy siege in Djibouti has entered its second week with a little sign that the six gunmen are going to surrender to government forces. Our man Henry Payne is there. Henry, can you hear me?
Happy birthday, mate.
Well, thanks very much, Henry. Now, listen, tell us, how are the negotiations going?
Go on, one, two, three.
Happy birthday.
You still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Henry. Now, listen, have you spoken to the negotiators?
Yeah, that was them singing.
Right, so, what's the situation there?
Well, it's not good, mate. It's not good. It's a bloody mess.
Right.
I mean, when they said the place was dry, I figured it didn't rain much. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm talking about the siege, Henry. Is there still any hope of a peaceful outcome?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bars.
No.
Sorry, I didn't send you a card.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Look, Henry, can you ask the negotiators how they see the situation?
Yeah, I already have. They said if you drink in your own home, no one really minds, but that doesn't solve the problem of how to get it. There's no off-licenses, you see.
Yeah, I meant the situation with the extremists in the embassy, Henry.
All right, hold on.
Happy birthday.
Okay. They reckon if the gunman had any drink, they'd have drunk it by now. But it's kind of possible, so I'll keep you updated on that.
Henry, I don't care about the drink situation. I'm trying to find out whether there's likely to be a peaceful outcome or whether government troops are going to storm the building.
Well, I suppose I could ask someone.
Henry, what do you think your job is?
Oh, no, hold on a sec.
Oh, what's happening?
Hold on, I think...
Yep.
Yeah, no, I think I can smell gin.
Yeah.
I reckon someone's got a hip flask. I'll call you back.
Yeah, Henry... Henry Payne couldn't spot a story if it was standing next to him, unless it was holding a gin and tonic. Here's the weather.
And now, live from the London studios, it's an audience with legendary 70s singer-songwriter Ted Ruby!
I'm Ted Ruby, could I detain you? I'm Ted Ruby, let me entertain you. So sit yourself down while I paint the town. R-E-D spells red, 'cause I'm T-E-D spells Ted.
Hi, I'm Ted Ruby. Well, they finally gave me my own TV show. Now, I know you've all turned up expecting to see Tony Bennett, but the guy's ill. He's pulled out. Luckily, I was in the queue to see Blind Date, so they roped me in. I swear it's the truth. Hey, it's great to see so many of my showbiz pals in the audience. Yeah, it means a lot to me. Hey, hey, isn't that my old mate Steve Davis back there? Not the Steve Davis, obviously. He's not the pool player. He's Steve Davis, host of Fellows Hour.
All right, Ted.
All right, Steve.
I should say it's not pool that I don't play, Ted. It's snooker that I don't play.
Hey, but Steve, what makes snooker so different from pool?
Well, you've got bigger balls.
Thanks, Steve. But what makes snooker so different? Hey, I'm only kidding. What's your question, Steve?
Well, Ted, my wife and I had our first dance to your smash hit, Lovely Lady.
Lovely Lady, have you ever been in love?
That's the one, Ted. You've still got it, mate. Still the man. Okay, so bearing that in mind, my question is, what sort of car do you drive?
Well, I don't drive, Steve. I lost my license. Down the back of the sofa. Hey, now wait a minute. Isn't that soccer pundit Colin Ayres arriving?
That's right, Ted. I'm sorry I'm a bit late. You know, terrible trouble getting here, but, well, I've got my question ready now.
Hey, you seem a bit late, Colin. Did you have trouble getting here?
Yeah, you know, I had a bit of trouble getting here, but as I say, my question's ready now.
So you're a bit late, Colin. But it's ready now, is it, the question?
You're winding me up, aren't you, Ted?
Like a clockwork toy. And clockwork toys have keys in their back. And talking of keys, this one's in C. And when it comes to C, there's only one tune for me.
All right, tuneful thumber.
It's Jack Finsborough. Hey, Jack, I haven't seen you since we recorded that advert for fertilizer back in the 70s.
Oh, chiggering Norriton, I'd forgotten all about that.
Do you remember how it goes?
How could I forget? We've been rehearsing it all day.
Let's do it. If your grass is refusing to grow, then there's something that you ought to know. You don't need sunshine or rain. Hey, Jack, why don't you explain?
I am the god of hill fertilizer, and I give you...
fertilizer.
For all your gardening and homemade explosive needs.
Hey, Jack Finsborough, ladies and gentlemen. Well, now I believe we can go for a question from an old friend of mine via satellite link up. From a small room in the red light district of Istanbul, we got Henry Payne, who stopped off on his way home from a disappointing trip to Djibouti. Henry, how are you?
Ted, you got to get over here, mate. It's even better than last time, and some of the tarts actually remember us. Remember that tall one with a mole on her backside? She's still here.
Hey, Henry, Henry, I'm not on my own.
Neither am I. I've got four of them. All right. Yeah, I'll see what you say.
Yeah. I was hoping maybe you had a question for me to answer in front of all these people.
Yeah. Well, I could do with knowing what the early symptoms of the clap are.
Oh, dear. Hey, we seem to have lost Henry there.
No, I'm still here, Ted. Isn't the clap the one where it
hurts? Yeah, can we lose Henry there, please? Hey, Henry Payne, what a great fun guy. Hey, next question now. Where's Cilla Black?
Good evening, my name is Miles Stokes. Thank you. I'm not bowing, by the way. I have a slight stoop.
What's your question, Miles?
I came here to watch Tony Bennett. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Ted Ruby, singer-songwriter.
Come on, Gareth, we're leaving.
Yes, Mr. Stoll.
Out of the way, Monkhouse.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been great to be reminiscing here amongst Tony Bennett's friends. But time's running out, and so to finish, I'd like to ask all my pals to join me on stage for my final number. The clock, it ticks around, tickety-tock.
Tick-tock, tickety-tock.
Time waits for no man, so the show must stop.
It don't wait, the show's gotta stop.
I taught you all I know, and now I'm through.
You better believe it.
I'm Ted Ruby.
He's Ted Ruby.
I'm Ted Ruby. I'm Ted Ruby. None of this is true.
The Butter Factor was written and performed by The Cheese Shop, who are Gerard Foster, Dave Lamb, Gordon Southern, Tim Berender, Ben Ward and Richard Webb. The producer was Maria Esposito.